imposter syndrome.
Welcome one, welcome all, to a Christmas carol like you've never seen it before. My name is Hans Wallop, and I'm here to take you through a version of the classic Christmas carol that maybe you aren't as familiar with. As we all know, Mr. Charles Dickens was a famous auteur. And the Christmas Carol, as we all know it, has been performed day in and day out, constantly. But, dear reader, dear listener, we have for you today a very special version of A Christmas Carol. This is the first folio of Mr. Dickens's records. We dug deep into Mr. Dickens's first draft on scraps. We put it all together, and we've come to you today with a full script of Charles Dickens' first draft of A Christmas Carol. We begin on a foggy night. Twas foggy. Twas the night before Christmas. And all through the counting house, not a creature was stirring, except a one Ebenezer Scrooge. Still the main character. In the story. We go now to the counting room of Ebenezer Scrooge.
Are you done with that work, Bob?
I've tried to get done as fast as I can, sir. But I need
but what?
More. But it's too cold.
Too cold. I put a lump of coal on that this morning for breakfast.
One lump? We've been working for 18 hours, sir.
Scrooge points to the fireplace, where there's a cold, one solid lump of cold coal.
Huh. It didn't seem to have burned all day. I guess you can light it for the evening, but you'll stay until you're done with your work.
But it's Christmas Eve, sir.
I know what day it is. December 24th, I always know what day it is. I'm a man of business. I know. What does that have anything to do with the heat?
Well, I told my wife that I'd be home. And she said if I wasn't home this year, she would leave me for the miner next door.
Well, seems like he would have a lot of coal.
He would, sir. He would.
He would indeed.
We have a paltry few because of the wages you pay me, sir.
Well, if you get your work done, you'll have earned it.
Yes, sir.
Now.
Scrooge grabs Bob Cratchit by the arm.
Oh, sir!
What? You don't like this?
What's happening, sir?
I'm sorry, I thought you smelled of peppermint. And I just wanted to see if you really smelled like peppermint or if it was my imagination. You don't! I think I may be having a stroke. No. That's too crazy.
Would you like me to go fetch the town doctor slash
yes
cemetery.
At that very moment, Scrooge had a stroke.
No, I didn't.
Never mind. No, he didn't.
I mustn't. I have things to do. I have a business to run!
Are you sure, sir? Would you like to have the stroke later?
I'm fine! You don't cough with the stroke. I'm coughing, so I'm fine. Oh, God.
You seem confused,
get to work.
Sir. Are you sure?
Huh?
Yes, okay, sir. I'm sorry.
You have 2 hours left of work today. Merry Christmas, bah humbug.
Did someone say Christmas?
Oh, Fred.
Fred, Scrooge's nephew, entered the counting room.
Hello, one and all. We love Christmas. Christmas time is here. I love you, my uncle. I love you, sir. I don't know. Happy Christmas. Yay!
That's Bob. Fred, that's Bob. You know
Bob. Hello, Bob. Nice to make your acquaintance.
No, Fred, you know Bob. See
Hello,
him all the time.
Bob. I love you, and I'm so glad to see you again.
It's okay. Mr. Scrooge forgets my name every day.
It runs
what
in the family.
What do you want, Fred? What?
Scrooge grabs Fred's arm.
Ow! Uncle! I'm saying uncle!
Oh, I didn't realize. I thought you were just saying
He's
my
saying
name.
Uncle, sir.
How
Let
confusing.
Go.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I grabbed you. I thought you smelled like Earl Grey tea. Earl Grey tea.
It's quite all right, uncle. I've just come to invite you to tomorrow's Christmas party. That's
well,
all.
Thank you, but I have to decline. I have some business to take care of. I don't party. I don't care. I'm a heartbroken, sad old man.
Scrooge didn't party.
Well, all right then, but I wish you a Merry Christmas.
You're just going to give up like that? I just say no and you're like...
No,
okay.
This is just part of my regular Christmas thing, you know. I invite you, you say no. I'm used to it at this point.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I want to be convinced.
Oh, well, we would love for you to come. There will be games and cookies and a nice
mm-hmm.
Christmas pheasant.
For a moment, it got a little bit weird.
No, what? No, I simply can't. I simply won't, I can't.
Like I said, that's all right. Merry Christmas.
All right.
Could my family come?
Absolutely. Huh? How many will you be?
Oh, about 5. Could I have the day off of work to go to the party, sir?
What do you think?
No.
Bingo.
But
you
it's
got
Christmas.
It. I know. Why does everyone keep telling me what day it is? Like, I don't know. Bah, humbug.
It was, of course, Christmas Eve. And everyone knew.
Look, I have work to get back to. So do you, Bob. Fred, hurry along and get home to your bitch wife.
Oh, my God.
I'm done with all of this.
Well, this was fun.
The door slammed shut. Scrooge was left to his own devices. He, of course, had no more work to attend to. He just didn't want to participate. He said to himself,
I don't want to participate. The sirens sure sound modern in this town.
Well, perhaps they're cut out in the final product. Who is to say for certain? just like that, and just like that, on HBO Max, just like that, Scrooge closed his big book of numbers, took his took his cap and gown, which he graduated in, and retired off to bed.
From work? right from work. Right to bed with me.
Straight to bed.
I do. No, I will go home and put on my PJs, though. Sit by the fire.
He said to no one at all.
When did Bob leave?
I'm right here, sir. I promise I've been working this whole time.
Bob, I'm about to close up and go home to bed, but not quite. Let's go. Come on. You're done.
Am I going to bed with you, sir?
No, we're just both leaving the office. Come on. I gotta lock up.
Okay.
Scrooge grabbed Bob's other arm and shoved him out the door. Was still the night before Christmas, and all through the house, it was only Scrooge doing his thing. He prepared himself a sad little dinner for one: peas, toast, peas and toast. And he eats dinner in bed, of course, everybody knows. He crawled up into his little bed with his TV tray table. Not TV, that doesn't quite make sense. But his little table, you know the one. And he had his peas and his toast with jam. A nasty sight to anyone else, but Scrooge had his particular tastes. Later that evening, as he was finishing his meal, he felt a chill come in through the window.
Chains
erupted. Chains across the floor that you are hearing for real. And let's find out what happens next.
Well, I must not have fed my cat. Wait, I don't know the cat. Yes?
Scrooge.
What is it?
Tis I, Jacob Marley.
No.
Yes.
No, Jake, no, you can't. It's not possible. You've been dead for years.
I've come to give you a message from the underworld.
Oh.
Scrooge was shocked. He left, he got up and went away, and then he came back to his bed, under the covers, hidden away from this horrible sight.
I'm up here in the canopy.
He was up there in the canopy.
Jacob, you finally learned to fly.
Scrooge,
your dream. What?
I have something important to tell you.
Okay, Jacob, I'll listen, but you must know I've peed myself.
Well, clean it up first. I can't have that.
Clean it up now,
Clean it up now! You work for me now! Chains.
With what? I've never had to clean up my own piss before, Jacob.
Lick it up!
What? Jacob, no!
Scrooge, abiding, licked it up.
good.
Jacob, this is awful. Please tell me what you need to tell me.
It gets worse.
Oh.
You will be visited not only by I, but by 3 ghosts.
Okay. So 4 ghosts?
4 ghosts in total, yes. You can still count.
I count every day. That's my life. It's my love, my job. I love to count.
You will be visited by 3 more ghosts.
You've said.
One of the past, one of the present, and one of the yet to be seen.
So, sort of time ghosts?
Yes. Okay. So we will say.
Why? Why?
Why, you may ask, is because you need to learn a lesson on this very Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Before the new year.
Ghost, you torture me with these riddles and you make me afraid. Can't you stay with me for the night?
No.
You're a great comfort to my heart.
Scrooge, grab Jacob's ghost arm. Or try.
Come here. Come here. You're hard to touch.
I'm cold, aren't I?
No, hard to touch. Not hot
oh,
to touch.
Hard and cold and hard.
That's what you said the last time I saw you. I remember we had a good night.
Oh my god.
Chains.
He's gone.
More chains.
I think.
And just like that, on HBO Max, Jacob Marley was gone.
Wow. That makes this peas and toast seem like small potatoes, which I did think peas were small potatoes. Are they? Anyway, wow, I got a lot to think about. Did he say...
He asked himself.
I ask myself, what time will these ghosts come? I thought that was kind of an important detail. I guess I'll just kind of sit around and get my British accent back. All right.
He finishes small green potatoes and lied back down into a slumber. Now, dear reader, a PSA. One mustn't lie down to sleep directly after eating. It's not helpful. It's not good. But this is Scrooge, after all. It was the middle of the night, and all through the house, the same things were happening, as you heard last. Ebenezer Scrooge was snoring, asleep, having dreams about being mean to all the people he meets. Just then, glass broken, curtains ripped, a giant beam of light rushed in to Scrooge's bedroom.
Oh, it's so bright.
Wake up, Scrooge!
I'm awake.
He was awake.
Oh, you're the ghost, the first ghost. You're the ghost of Christmas past.
He knew it without even having been told.
Wow. I knew who you were without even having been told.
Dad, I got something exciting to show you.
Well, I must admit, I did pee myself again when you burst through because I was scared.
Well,
and before...
You know the rules. Lick it up before we go.
Not again.
I'm quite getting used to the taste. All right, let's go.
Grab my arm. This time you can.
Oh, that sounds like you know something about me that I wouldn't expect you to.
Hold on tight. We're going at warp speed. Yippee! Huh.
Then off they went. Quite not unlike a roller coaster through the sky and space and time.
Whee!
They were having a blast. Scrooge threw up in the sky. So, and he really let it all go. After all, he had only had peas and toast for his stupid, sad dinner.
I'm sorry about that.
They were in the past. Now they're in the past.
Okay, we're here. Does this look familiar?
Oh,
come on, it looks familiar.
I don't want to say because I can't believe my eyes.
It's your school.
I know it's my school. It's my school.
Oh, look, is it Hank Scrooge? What a little bastard. Scrooge sucks.
You can't catch, he's a loser.
I can't catch. I won't catch, I don't have any interest in your games. I'm serious, and I'm here to learn.
Stop grabbing my arm, Ebenezer.
You kind of sound like me when you're a kid.
Ebenezer, let go of... Ebenezer! Let go of both of those players. Come to the sidelines. Where we talk.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Enough. I've had enough of your... You are a young miser, Ebenezer Scrooge.
What's a miser?
You'll find out one day. Here, take $5 and stay in the locker room until the day is over. The game, I mean.
Oh. Okay.
And
I
let
like
go
money.
Of
Give me. That.
I'm not going with you. Let go of me.
Give
take
me that
the money.
Money.
Yeah, take it. I'm giving it to you.
Oh my word!
Look,
I remember
such,
that day.
You're such a difficult child.
You're such a difficult ghost.
The ghost of Christmas past had a bit of an attitude.
I don't see how it's your place to judge me as a child or as I am now.
It is my place to judge you. That's why I'm here.
I don't understand.
I was sent from the underworld to judge you and watch you judge yourself.
What is this? Some kind of Christian narrative?
I don't
this
know.
This was some kind of Christian narrative.
Well, my name is Christian, if that helps.
Your name is Christian?
Yes.
How long have you been dead?
I never died. I'm a spirit.
I didn't know there was those.
One might ask.
I'm never mortal. I've always been a spirit. Do you not understand?
Once a spirit, always a spirit.
I completely understand.
Good.
Here's the problem I'm having. I don't know how you can judge me as a human on this mortal coil when you've never done it yourself.
Wow.
And isn't that what A Christmas Carol's really about? Who are you to judge?
Scrooge, all of a sudden, had an intuition of his own story being told.
I don't know. I think this is more just for the reader.
Okay.
Or the listener.
Or the listener!
So, So tell me this, spirit. Why do you torture me? What do you think of all of me?
There's so much more of this particular scene to go.
Take me to another memory. Get me out of here.
He had to go.
Hurry, grab me.
Take me to another memory.
Ow, ow, not so hard. Not so hard. Ow.
Come on.
Hold on.
Show me a good time.
He tugged the ghost, a spirit, him being a mortal man.
Okay, we gotta go, but...
Yeah.
Screws threw up again in another place at another time.
Look, it's a party.
Yeah, party.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Hey,
party over here.
It's Christmas Eve party. Do you remember this one?
This could be any Christmas Eve. What year is it?
I think I see Belle.
An excellent question. Wait, hold on. We skipped.
I think I see Fezziwig.
It is! And just like that on HBO Max, we have arrived at Fezziwig's Christmas party, where Scrooge was an apprentice.
Hello, my dear apprentice Scrooge.
Oh, I'm so happy to see Fezziwig. I thought we were going to be at a party with my ex, Belle, and I was like, oh God, get me out of here.
Not yet.
I'm actually at this party, but you don't know that yet.
She said behind her mask.
The Fezziwigs for the best party of the year.
Fezziwig, my old, jolly old boss. Hello, Mr. Fezziwig.
I am Ebenezer.
What did you say, Mr. Fezziwig?
That I'm just so jolly, Ebenezer, especially when I see you.
I am too, Mr. Fezziwig. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Ebenezer. Are you going to have a dance around? Are you going to perhaps have a bonbon, pop a mulled wine in your mouth? What's your plan for Christmas?
Fezziwig's hands were full.
Wow, you have two bonbons and three mulled wines all at once. Might I take one of those off your hands, Mr. Fezziwig?
Why, of course, my dear boy. Here you go.
Thank you. Yum, nom nom nom.
What would you say is your greatest Christmas wish for this next year, Ebenezer Scrooge?
Well, first, Mr. Fezziwig, thank you for asking. And thank you for making work so enjoyable. I do enjoy it.
That brings a tear to mine own very eye to hear you say.
Well, my true Christmas wish is love. I want to fall in love. I want what you and Mrs. Fezziwig have.
Yes, Mrs. Fezziwig. She took my first and last name, which is Fezziwig.
I didn't realize. Do you have a middle name, sir?
It's just F. Period.
Oh.
Fezziwig, F. Fezziwig.
Beautiful.
There's nothing unusual about it at all.
I suppose if I were to pick, if I'd rather be Ebenezer Ebenezer or Scrooge,
what would you like?
They didn't have time.
I remember that day like it was yesterday. I had the light in my eye, and I don't even want it back. It was the foolishness of youth.
Wow, that is some harsh criticism on yourself right there.
So?
You used to be so nice. What happened?
Take me to another memory. I don't want to be here. I'm uncomfortable. I'm itchy.
I'm just gonna spin you around! Whee!
Oh!
Another Christmas party?
Always!
Always. Interesting.
This one is the party ghost. I don't know.
I see. I see, party ghost.
I don't know.
Wait, at what point can I hear the narrator?
Who is to say? Who was to say?
All right, let's get this over with. What party is it? Who am I meeting? What am I like? I hate myself.
You did foreshadow it earlier. I do believe your ex-love might be here somewhere. I'm not sure where she is right now. We gotta find her!
Oh, shit.
Scavenger hunt!
She's over there.
Oh, wow, that was fast.
She's right there.
That was fast.
All right. I can only see where this is going.
Let me push you!
I don't understand, Belle. Where is this coming from?
You don't understand where this is coming from? You're freaking at the office all day, every day, expecting me to be what? Home? Cooking? Cleaning? Waiting for you to say, will you marry me? What?
Will you see my side of this, Belle?
Oh my god.
How am I to provide for you to make a family if I'm not at the office making money?
I want to be home with you making babies.
Well, maybe you should come by the office sometime and I'll put a lump of coal on the fire and we can make a baby right there.
I don't feel like you're actually listening to me because honestly, we've had this conversation every Christmas since the Christmas that we met.
What year is it?
Aren't you supposed to be good at dates?
Ouch.
Don't you know?
I was good at dating you until now.
Yeah, until now. Because honestly, this is gonna be like, this is it.
Belle, no.
My dude. Yeah.
You're the love of my life. I can change.
Yeah. I'm the love of my own life. I need to start dating me.
What?
Yeah, I need to start dating me because, you can't.
Belle, take me away. I can't bear to see her tears. The most beautiful woman with the melodic voice I've ever heard. Please, take me away. I can't bear it. Spirit.
No! You have to watch her cry!
The ghost grabs onto Scrooge's shoulders and puts him down in the... just watching the tears
unravel. Sit here and watch. These tears flow.
Okay, you do that. You go, girl. Snore, snore, snore. Scrooge slept away after the first visit from the ghost of Christmas Past. He tussled and bustled and got up to pee and peed and went back to bed, dry as a bone. Just then, whoosh! A gust blew in yet again, the same cold gust that Mrs. Scrooge had felt just moments before.
Oh! Oh, right! Fuck! There's a second ghost! God damn it.
Hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey, you!
Hey! It's me!
Hey!
Hey, it's me, the ghost of Christmas.
Oh, God, I'm so glad we're done saying
let
hey.
Me say hey, then. Go on,
no,
King.
I was saying...
Oh. Huh?
I was glad we were done saying hey. What do you have to show me? Please, let's get this over with.
I am the ghost of Christmas present. What's up? Come on.
Let's go! Right? Come on! Right.
I'm ready.
You love to grab! Okay, let's go! And and away they went, I suppose, to the present. Hey, here we are! Isn't it funny that I'm the ghost of... Stupid. I'm the ghost of Christmas present, and it's Christmas presents! Oh. Scrooge?
I guess there's humor there. I'm having trouble thinking anything is funny.
No, no, you're not my audience. You're not my audience at all. Alright. Check it out! Look at... Oh, here you go. And you're at the Cratchit family... Feast, Scrooge. No one can see you. Did we
Bob
say
Cratchit,
that?
He works for me. Well, I see through the window. He's having dinner with his family and all his children. It looks
you can
very
walk,
nice.
Again, you can walk right in. No one can see you at all. You can just go. You can just go in.
Let's go.
Okay.
Cool.
They went right in.
All right, loves, the food's almost done. Let's get the table set, please. Everybody.
Thank you.
Spit spots.
Thank you, Bobby Daddy.
Mum, what's for dinner, Mum? I can't wait. It's Christmas.
Oh, and two are the cutest little shits all round. It's you and you and you and you.
I love you, Mum.
I love you too, Peppa.
Oh, I need some help getting the high chair. Can somebody help me over here?
I'll help you.
Do you see who that is at the end of the table, Scrooge?
It looks like Bob's smallest son, Tiny Tim.
Here you are, Tim. Get in that chair. Sit still while we feed you food.
Thank you, everybody. I love my family.
I never knew the Cratchits were such a rhythmic family.
Sit beautiful. In the stew? Yeah. Oh, isn't it nice? It's nice,
hey,
right?
Hey, family, yeah. Can we do our spoon song now?
All right, kids. Everybody get out your spoon.
This is really... And I don't want to hype it up too much, but this is really going to be really good.
I can't believe I've got
two and
free tickets
bang
to
your
this show.
Spoon.
Bang, bang, bang on the spoon drum. Bang, bang, bang,
bang,
on,
bang
the spoon.
On the spoon. Bang, bang,
bang.
Bang, bang
spoons
bang.
For Christmas is what our family do.
Wow. I mean, we can clap, but no one can hear us. But like that, golly, that was
that
a whole.
That was our best one yet, I do.
I don't disagree.
I do too.
It feels as if there were an audience, they would be applauding that performance.
I guess we'll never know.
What's an audience?
I follow my chair.
Back on the chair.
I'll tell you one thing, Bob Cratchit, my husband. I'm so glad that we are not working or doing anything today other than spending time with our family, especially here, Tiny Tim.
Nothing warms my heart than to be with my family, but I will probably have to leave to go back to work.
Well, Cratchit, if you leave, I know someone who can keep my fire warm, and it's the miner next door. So, think about that.
Daddy, don't leave. I don't want that team as my daddy.
Listen, kids, you might have to go... Miner next door, get in his good graces. He's probably gonna be your daddy soon.
No! What?
A cuck.
So is that you throwing in a towel there, Bob? Really? On Christmas? Throwing in a towel?
Yes, I am throwing in the towel. He could be my dad too, for all I care. He could be my dad.
Nice. Really, really nice.
Please. Mummy, a daddy, we cannot have a divorce happen on Christmas Eve. That's the one thing I didn't wish for.
Spirit, why are you showing me this?
Well, you see how things could be. This is, if you were a nicer, if you were like a nicer guy, maybe, they wouldn't
I
be-
I don't want this. Divorce on Christmas.
Of course you don't. Why would you? Why would anybody? Well, maybe if
this
you-
This is why I-
I'm just saying, look, don't shoot the messenger, but I'm just saying, maybe, like, now you see the alternative, maybe now you're like, oh, maybe I'm cool, you know, maybe it's nice, maybe I'd be nice, you know what I mean?
Perfect.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
I see that the grass
wow.
is always
this
greener.
This is my first, sorry, I didn't want to say, this is like my first, like, one of these.
Sounds like it.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. All right. Okay, well, look, if you leave me a 5-star review, ghosts of, you know,
Which one are you again?
I'm present!
Good job.
Surprise.
Wow.
Again, really means a lot. More than you know.
Well.
All right.
Is this it?
Or yeah, that's more? It. No, that was it. Nope, that was, I think that was it.
Are you sure?
Oh, I...
Seems like we should go to a party.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. We haven't even gotten to the party. Golly.
It could really lift my spirits.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's funny. That's really funny. Okay, here we go. Whoa! It's... Oh. Well, it's Fred's...
Christmas party!
Look at Fred! Look at him! Look at that! Yeah, music!
I'm so excited to this party.
There's music.
You're at my party because you love Christmas just like I do. We love Christmas, Christmas time. Oh,
I was invited to this party, Spirit.
And you said you
could. I really was.
You said you couldn't go, though, didn't you?
Everyone, raise your hand if you're surprised and/or upset that. My uncle, Mr. Scrooge, is not here. Wow, no one. Surprise, surprise.
Wow, I can't tell if that woman was being sarcastic or not.
That's your nephew, Fred. I thought I was, I mean, God, I mean, this is unbelievable. It was
Fred's
unbelievable.
Always been, Fred's always been a little feminine.
A little.
If
okay.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, of course I know. Let go of me. Of course I know
if
what you mean.
You know what I mean.
Okay. Jesus Christ. And I don't. And I almost never say that. I'm the ghost of Christmas present. Still.
Do you have a name, sir?
Yeah.
Well, what is it?
Jeffrey? G? With a G?
Joffrey.
No. No.
I just need to know who I'm leaving the review for. I need to know.
Jeffrey, whatever. Yeah, do it. Do it. And do it right now. Write it. Please write it with
I'll
a pen.
I'll do it when I get home.
Okay.
At least you didn't make me piss
Scrooge!
Myself.
We have to check in with the party before we can go. How is it going, I wonder?
I'm having
Let's
so
watch.
Much fun at my party. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Who here
You're welcome.
Is having a good time?
Woo!
Woo! That's what I like to hear. Keep the party going. Hooray for Christmas.
I love Christmas.
And you get a present.
This punch is so good. I'm drunk.
Me
Spirit,
too.
What I'm picking up on is that parties are fun and that's about it.
You should
it.
Go. Well, you should. So maybe you should try going to a one party. Just go to one. Just do one.
Is this still going on right now? Like right now? Like 4 in the morning? Right now?
4 in the morning. Oh yeah.
You better believe it.
So can I go when I get back to my room? Can I
well,
wake up
depends.
And go to the party?
We have a lot more to do.
Do I have to go to the third ghost? I don't want to.
You have to, and here we go. And once again, Scrooge was whisked away from his present to his present. He fell asleep in his plateful of peas and dozed off for another brief period. Period. Swish, 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 swish. Scrooge tossed in his sleep in his little bed. His bed smaller than it should have been. Why not get a larger bed with all the money you have, people would say. But that's a story for another time. A cold breeze blew in once again from the rafters through the window into Scrooge's bedroom.
Well, this is at least the third, well, really the fourth if you count my friend Jacob. I just farted. I wonder if that anyone heard that. Well, let's get this over with. I guess this last one is going to be the Ghost of Christmas Future, or yet to come, I think he said.
Scrooge, having farted, correctly guessed the apparition that was appearing before him.
Hello?
Wish grabbed... Scrooge gets grabbed by the ghost himself or their self and wished away in a tornado of emotion.
Whoa. Wow. Oh. There's no one here, but I feel grabbed by emotion. Why do you bring me here? This isn't funny. This looks like a graveyard.
The spirit, knowing that it wasn't supposed to be funny, pointed down through the fog at the headstone in the ground.
No. No, spirit. No. I didn't think I could ever die. I know that all people die, but I... Seeing this is very uncomfortable. Take me away from here, please. No.
The spirit pointed yet again, even closer to the name, as if Scrooge didn't get it, but obviously, of course he did. But I guess I was really trying to hammer the point home.
Yes, spirit, I see. It says Ebenezer Scrooge. Year to year, I see. I won't say the numbers because I'm a little bit modest. But it looks like I'm going to die very soon, and I don't like it.
The spirit then began to trace each...
What are you doing? What is that?
Letter in the stone. Perhaps to try a different... Even though, of course, Scrooge understands the message, I guess... The spirit really wanted to make sure he understood.
Yes, I see, spirit. I see.
The spirit went like this. Like, okay. Fine. And then... What?
Charlie, wait up! No, don't pee on that grave! Oh, Ebenezer Scrooge. Go for it! What a scum!
These are Bob Cratchit's children. I can't believe they would do that to me. To my memory. What must their father have said about me behind my back?
Good riddance! My arms feel better already.
Did Bob Cratchit take over my business? I hope not. He's far too giving.
This shit now, and I'm giving free things to the whole town.
While his spirit of giving still seems very alive, he does seem like a man altogether different.
Oi, you all work for me now.
Take me away from here, spirit, please. Take me home.
The entire time, the spirit had its hands on its hips and its head to the side like... You see what I mean?
Why are you giving me so much sass?
Here we go! Back to bed.
This is my house. I'm not inside, though. I'm out in the street, and everyone seems to be celebrating something, but it's not Christmas time. It's warm.
That's right. It's warm.
Did I hear my name?
Ebenezer Scrooge is dead.
Hooray! I'm glad Ebenezer Scrooge is dead. That man was ruining my entire life.
Did you hear the news? Scrooge is dead. Scrooge is dead. Scrooge is dead. Couldn't be happier.
I used to be in a wheelchair and I can walk.
Tiny Tim, didn't you used to be in a wheelchair and I can walk?
This is unbearable. Mostly because everyone hates me, but also some of these voices really hurt my ears.
You're telling me.
I live right there. Please, let me just go inside and go back to bed and let this all be over. It's a terrible dream.
And your wish?
Genie, please.
It's my... And I knew, Scrooge, I knew you could hear me the entire time. Your wish is my command. Back to bed. You go.
Shoo.
Scrooge tucked away in his small, small bed. Some say Scrooge's heart grew 3 sizes that night. How very interesting. Big stretch from Scrooge. Somehow the best night's sleep he had ever had. Overwhelmed with a newfound sense of joy, spirit, and gratitude, Scrooge leapt out of bed and landed directly in his shoes.
Wow. I try that every morning and it never works.
It worked. Scrooge!
Scrooge, get yourself together. Get outside.
Scrooge.
Share your love with the world. Scrooge.
Okay.
Come on, boy. Let's go. All right. I've got my shoes on.
He said to himself. And just like that, Scrooge was out in the streets, prancing and dancing.
Ooh.
And chobbling and wobbling. He went into the butcher first.
Hey, boy, give me a sausage.
Yeah.
And here's a tip.
No.
And I don't have advice. I've got money. A tip for you.
But then he remembered. He was there for a turkey.
Oh. What's that you say? What's that? People don't eat sausage at Christmas? They eat turkeys? Turkeys? That turkey's alive. I want a dead
one. I'll take it.
Thank you. I'll be going.
Why was that even an option?
I honestly forgot why I would ever go into a butcher. I haven't got a Christmas turkey in years.
All right.
Bob, catch
yes,
Bob.
Great, good, yes.
Excuse me, Bob.
Oh, sir. You're out on Christmas Day. You usually shutter your blinds and turn off all your lights on Christmas Day.
This Christmas is different, my boy, and every Christmas will be until the day I die. Here's a turkey.
Oh, why, thank you so much. My son, Tiny Tim, loves to cook the turkey.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, he cooked Tiny every Tim. Christmas meal.
Tiny Tim.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard right, you
Mr.
can.
Scrooge?
I heard you can walk now. Is that true?
Oh yeah. Oh, I'll walk right over to you right now just to prove it.
Do it. I dare you.
It hurt.
Yeah.
Good job, and Merry Christmas!
Wow, I've never heard you speak those words before.
And I don't think you've ever spoke those words before. But good job at that as well.
Spake them. Wow, you're dancing now. How beautiful.
Wow, sir.
All right, I've got to go. I have to go spread cheer.
And Tiny Tim said his... The famous thing.
Well, golly gee, bless us all and round.
Indeed, Tim.
Scrooge had to have the last word.
You, sir, you were asking me for charity the other day, and I denied you. I'm a new man. Here is 100... Euros? Pounds? What are we on? Dollars.
Wow! That's really right generous of you!
Do you take traveller's checks?
I don't know if that's been invented yet, but sure.
Give this to the needy. Merry Christmas!
And to you and yours, sir.
Give to the needy to give to the needy. That's exactly how it happened. And folks, I hope you've learned a thing or two about it. Family, fortune, and grabbing people by the arm. Oh, a little bit too close to the microphone. And just like that, you have now witnessed the first draft that has ever been of Charles Dickens's A Christmas Carol. Good night. Forever. My name, you know my name. Goodbye.
Hey, thanks for listening. That was an Imposter Syndrome Christmas Carol.
The next episode of Imposter Syndrome will be a completely different show hosted by two totally different people. So subscribe and tune in every other Tuesday.
And please, if you have but a moment in this Christmas holiday season, or whatever, holiday in general, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
And for Happy New Year, follow us on Instagram at Max and Natalie Comedy.
This has been a Cook Rap production. That was pretty good.
That was good.